Hello guys, what's up? So today I'm going to be making a podcast and talking about what people can create because I feel like a lot of people are lost at wanting to know what type of product they can make or what type of thing they can actually make or like something they can design because everyone has an imagination and everyone can tap into that. That's really what like design is and that's really what like engineering thinking is, and I've been reading a book called The Existential Pleasures of Engineering, and it's definitely a really good read, and I definitely recommend it. And now, so there are many things out there that enable people to do the best work that they can possibly do, but people are subjective about the tools that enable them to create the things that they want to create. So my meaning in that is that people are subjected by the tools they actually use. So if you're not actually thinking about what is the best possible tool that enables you to be successful, then you're not going to get necessary success that you want out of it. Like, for example, the paintbrush or the type of ruler you need to measure the particular device. Now, keeping this in mind, we match ourselves with the need of people. We can follow the paths of creating what those particular group of people might need. Now, we map ourselves in the direction of the similar people around us. And sometimes those people can be negative, or sometimes those people can be positive people. And we have to affirm ourselves and make sure that we're surrounded by positive people, and they can also help us build on our lives. Because if you're surrounded by people who can't bring you to the next level, it's gonna be really hard for you to get to that next level by yourself. So that's where networking comes in, and that's where business meetings come in, meetings with your teacher, meetings with your friends, like all of those things help. Now, I really want to just talk about the future of the market now and like where things are going. Because I feel like we're on the verge of the next green revolution, and we're also on the verge of the next technology revolution. And that technology boom is going to be caused by biotech and virtual reality and augmented reality. Now, biotech is going to grow because humans, we all just want to eat healthy and extend our lives. Like, we all just want to live like a long, good life. And biotech helps with that. And so we have like the future of warfare is like military exoskeletons and like tech and all of those things, and drone warfare and all of those things. Now, what if we had virtual reality extended so much that it overtook our whole ecosystem of video games and television? And it's just doing that. So I feel like all the brick and mortar stores should watch out, all the old video games, all of those things, because a TV and monitor can only get so much good in value and so much in the actual aesthetic that we're going to need virtual reality to actually immerse ourselves in the worlds a little better. And so that's where like artificial intelligence comes in, 3D printed medical human organs, all of those things play a part. And there are many companies and startups that focus on these aspects. And they'll have the greatest return on investment because that's where the attention is gonna go in the future. It's gonna go there. We're all gonna be immersed in these virtual worlds, and well, most of us are, and it's really gonna be overtaking the whole video game system of the 2D format of playing video games. And voice is also gonna be a next great of things. Like, right now, I'm using Anchor to project myself and give feedback and provide value to other people that I'm actually not selling. And the quicker the consumer can get information, the better. And I'm a consumer, we're all consumers. So I am currently focusing on designing and creating my startup called CP Juice, and I'm looking to scale with that and hopefully provide a better, healthy future for all of us, and especially with the problem with food deserts. Hunger shouldn't be a problem in 2017, and dieting shouldn't be either.